You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. This episode contains explicit language. 100 Gex is a duo made up of Laura Less and Dylan Brady. In 2016, they put out an EP called 100 Gex, and 3 years later, they released their first album called 1000 Gex. It was named the best album of 2019 in Vice and in the New York Times. It was also on year-end lists in Rolling Stone, Pitchfork, Stereogum, and more. Dylan lives in Los Angeles and Laura in Chicago. They work remotely and send files back and forth to each other. In this episode, the two of them break down how they made the song, Money Machine.
My name is Dylan Brady.
My name is Laura Less of the band 100 Gex.
We both produce, both write the songs.
Dylan lives out in LA, and I was just recording out of my bedroom in Chicago, so we emailed the files back and forth.
We know each other really well, and we're super close.
Me and Dylan first met at a party in St. Louis when we were in high school.
A few years after that, we were like, let's work on a project.
We would send songs or ideas and kind of just like talk music occasionally.
Probably took 5 or 6 years to do the first EP from meeting each other.
We really liked what we had done for the EP, but we had both been doing our own things for a few years. We had been planning on coming back to 100 Gex for a while, and then we started doing these Minecraft festivals.
Minecraft festivals, it's like a big server that multiple people, like thousands of people, can go into this designed online world as their avatar. It's like a real festival layout. There's stages, there's booths, there's huge sculptures that you could walk around and interact with, but it's all online.
There's, you know, stages set up so the artists can perform virtually. One of the people who runs that, he had asked me to do a set, and I thought that was the perfect opportunity to, you know, give Dylan and myself an excuse to start up the project again. And that's when we made Money Machine. Dylan started the project.
That sound, I just found it in Logic. It's called a Dobro slide. If you press it at the highest velocity, you get that crazy twang thing that's in some of the notes. Thought the contrast of that to like screaming bass would be a sick kind of thing. We both like really heavy shit and we both like cute, fun melodies, so try and bring them together. Just like fun, ear candy, catchy moments in like the context of more heavy shit. So I just made this beat, saved it as Money Machine. I usually look around at like objects, try and find some sort of hint at a file name. Must have been some money on the ground.
I thought the instrumental was a little bit, not mocking, it was sarcastic. It was like wearing a $6,000 fur coat into the most disgusting bar that you can walk into. the way the bass feels when you're listening to it. It's like honking at you and laughing at you. I was working sort of a shitty job, and after work, I would just come home at night and work on music deep into the night. I just kind of sat down with the instrumental and put some headphones on and started mumbling into the microphone. But I had had a fight at work. I had had a fight with another man later on. I was just fed up in general. I just wanted to take it out in some way. I had been watching a lot of King of the Hill, and I constructed in my head a sort of Hank Hill asshole character to just absolutely break down.
Bobby, I didn't think I'd ever need to tell you this, but I would be a bad parent if I didn't. Soccer was invented by European ladies to keep them busy while their husbands did the cooking.
Right then, I was needing to just absolutely decimate this man, this man in my head. So I recorded the intro of the song, just thinking of this emotion of, fuck you, I'm flexing.
Hey, you little piss baby, you think you're so fucking cool, huh? You think you're so fucking tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone with such a small truck.
I was just kind of getting in that sort of mindset of these people that I had grown up with, these like people in St. Louis talking about their big trucks and riding around in their like huge whatever F-750s. I just thought, your truck isn't that big, all right? Calm down. You have a tiny little truck. People have tried to assign very crude meaning to that line. I swear I was talking about a truck. I was just thinking the most, you know, how could I destroy this person? I would make you fall in love with me and then I would break your heart.
Oh, look at those arms. Your arms look so fucking cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. I could roast you. And then you'd love it. You'd text me, I love you. And then I'd fucking ghost you.
And then I actually wrote an entirely different hook for the song that was a little more direct. But it wasn't very good. I just thought that it like didn't have a lot of personality. It wasn't super catchy, so I did my stay up all night and try to think of a hook routine. Dylan labeled the track Money Machine. So I think that just the phrase was in my head and it was a really good phrase.
Beat titles matter. Don't just call it a number.
I guess it kind of like morphed into the idea of the chorus.
We both love autotune.
A lot of people still do have a closed mind about using autotune on vocals, or especially the kind of autotune that we use that's very in your face and very fast. And, you know, I think that's sad. You know, you should open your mind to it. It lets me do things with my voice that I can't do regularly. So when I'm doing vocal delivery, a lot of times, you know, I don't care about getting right on pitch the first time. It's much more important to me about letting the emotion of the vocal out. So first, I recorded my vocal just completely dry.
With the big boys coming with the big stuff, I feel so clean like a money machine, oh yeah.
There's lots of little like pitch slurs, you know, so that when the autotune is on it, it has this cool effect to me of staircases.
With the big boys coming with the big stuff, I feel so clean like a money machine, oh yeah.
Which, ugh, sends shivers down my spine. We threw some distortion on a lot of the vocals. We just wanted it to sound like huge and big and just flex as hard as we possibly could.
With the big boys coming with the big next job. I feel so clean, like I'm not even shit on you.
And if you're pitching the vocal up, I can sing way higher. That just lets me do some more intense melodies than I would regularly be able to sing. I understand that I'm not the best singer, but I sort of bionic woman myself into becoming a good singer. You know, I'll use every trick in the book to get the vocals sounding how I want it and get the idea out.
She sent back the intro and the hook, and I was like, shit, this is fucking crazy. And then I just added my verse.
It definitely wouldn't be complete without Dylan's spin on it.
Tell me what to do, I've been trying to go to bed. I've been up for days, I've been trying to get it right. Said it all before, it'll set it once again. I'm better off alone.
He was like, tell me what to do, because I'm trying to go to bed. For a second, I was thinking, I was like keeping him awake, because we had been working on the set for so long, and he was like, get the fucking chorus over with and like get it done.
No, it's definitely not like, finish your verse, I'm trying to go to bed. It's like, fuck, I'm tired as hell. We were just working like really hard on the shit, and her part is so fucking good, I just wanted to like not fuck it up.
Dylan inspires me a lot to not get lazy with writing. I think it's like a sort of healthy rivalry to me, because I will come up with some line and then he'll work off of it and he will do something great. And then I'm like, wow, well, mine sounds lazy now. So I have to go back and make it even better. And I think that's just sort of like an ethos that we have when we're working, is that, you know, we're just always building off of each other, and just another reason that he's so great to work with.
After the Minecraft festival, we went back and tweaked a bunch of shit.
There was like the little snare part right before the chorus kicks in. It's like, do, 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 do. It's just one snare. I just drew in a little MIDI pattern with it, just automated the pitch bend on my sampler that I was playing the snare off of. I had a couple tracks of just like noises that I have made. One, I think, is a SpongeBob clip, but it's just overly processed to the point where it just sounds like a screech. I think it's Plankton. And then Dylan and I have this specific noise that we recorded in my apartment when we were recording the album. We had a really like distorted vocal track
feeding back from the other room speakers. And then we just threw a fucking 808 at the end of it.
I guess it kind of like is the one final flex. All right, we just did a great song. Now we're just gonna absolutely bury it at the end with this noise. 'Cause fuck you. It's pop music. I wanted people to like it, but I wasn't very sure, just because of a lot of the choices that we make when we're making our music.
I mean, I thought it was a fucking banger.
Music has always sort of been a way that I can say what I need to say, and Money Machine brought out a feeling in me where I just wanted to let out some sort of aggression in the most fun possible way.
And now here's Money Machine by 100 Gex in its entirety.
Hey,
world pissed, baby. You think you're so fucking cool, huh? You think you're so fucking tough? You talk a lot of big game for someone with such a small truck. Oh, look at those arms. Your arms look so fucking cute. They look like little cigarettes. I bet I could smoke you. I could roast you. And then you'd love it. You'd text me, I love you. And then I'd fucking ghost you. Tell me what to do, I've been trying to go to bed. Hiding up for days, I've been trying to get it right. Said it all before, but I said it once again, I'm better off alone. Tell me what to do, I've been trying to go to bed. Hiding up for days, I've been trying to get it right. Said it all before, but I said it once again, I'm better off alone. With the big boys coming with the big stuff, I feel so cool, like I'm money machine.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about 100 Gex. You'll also find the music video for Money Machine and a link to buy or stream the song. Song Exploder is sponsored by DistroKid. If you're an independent artist, DistroKid is a great way to get your music distributed. You get unlimited uploads, and you get to keep 100% of your royalties and earnings. There are more than a million artists, including me, who have used DistroKid to get their music into all the major streaming services. Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, everywhere. The DistroKid app is now available on iOS and Android. Go to the app or Play Store to download it now. And for 10% off your first year's membership, go to distrokid.com/VIP/songexploder. Song Exploder is made by me and producer Christian Kunz, with production help from Olivia Wood and illustrations by Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn more about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. You can also follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.